This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today. We've already covered Roger Stone and his this FBI raid on a dude who did, he's done nothing. Just think of the resources that went into the raid of Roger Stone. I think it said 17 vehicles and 29 agents for a guy who, they say, lied in terms of what he knew about I can't imagine. Look, I don't know what questions you could have asked me. Just imagine yourself and you're being interrogated by Robert Mueller or the FBI or somebody, and they go, "What do you know?" "I know what I read in the news. I was at the Republican convention. I get Stone, hung out with the president a little bit, but he's not an insider. He's not Melania. You know what I mean? He's not Kellyanne. And so they get this low-level operative and use that much resource to raid this dude's house. Think about the planning that went into this raid. I don't know. What would it take? A day's worth of planning? 2 hours? Let's just make it small. 2 hours worth of planning. So you got to organize 29 people that make an average of, I'm going to say, for the sake of this discussion, let's say it's $50,000 a piece. Okay? So we got 29 people who make $50,000 each. It's over $1 million to raid this dude's house. Per year, but okay. I got to break it down in hours. Holy cow, man. Yeah. Michael produces, it was not that much for the whole raid. Okay, so let's do it. So I'm going to do the math right now because these guys just won't let it go. I know how they are. I know how y'all are. Leave me alone. Okay, so we got 29 guys that make $50,000 a year. Okay, so that's $1.4 million per year. That's divided by 2,000 hours. Okay? So, is that right? So $725 an hour times 2 hours. Is that right? $1,450? It doesn't sound like a lot, does it? They have to put more time in than that. Oh, man. Here's what I'm trying to say. My math. Okay. I still think it's a lot of money to go when all they got to do is make a phone call and say, "Roger, you want to turn yourself in." But whatever the number is, and let's face it, it took more than 2 hours. Planning and all this took a week. Okay? So if it was $1.4 million, divide that by 52 weeks, then what do you get? Should we do it? All right, I'll do it. 14 divided by 52 weeks. So it costs $28,000 to arrest Roger Stone. 28 grand. If it took a week. So, but again, I go back to this guy's nothing. He's naval lint, in the scheme of things. Anyway, they raid Roger Stone. You've watched the attack job that's being done on conservatism, and you've seen it in multiple ways. You've seen it through the border wall. You've seen it through Roger Stone. You've seen it through this witch hunt of Donald Trump, and on and on and on. It's unbelievable. Look at any major newspaper. Just go to their website. Go to the Huffington Post. Go to the Washington Post. Go to the New York Times. And when you pull it up, look on the side and just read the titles of the things that are going on today. The doom and gloom that's happening when we are feasting in this country. I mean, the wall by the Democrats was called immoral. Immoral. Why? No reason. Just because they don't want it? If they wanted the wall, you not wanting it would be called immoral. That's the way they are. And Donald Trump's got them on tilt. He opened the government temporarily. And it had Democrats scratching their heads going, what do we do now? Because we've been talking about people not getting paid. Now they're getting paid. He took away their main reason, as they say in French, their raison d'être, the reason to be. They got their money back. It's only temporary, but, you know, he could temporarily open it anytime he wants. He could on and off, on and off, on and off until they get him a budget. But they took away that excuse. Pelosi said, I'm not giving you a dollar so you open the government. But she didn't say, open it forever. She said, open it. He opened it. Now she's got to give him a buck. The Trump card is Donald Trump being able to say, I'll do this as a national security. Yeah. He repeated this potential course of action when he said, I can declare this a national security if you decide that you're not going to fund me because I opened the government. I did what you told. Now, if you don't fund me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to declare national security, and you will have nothing to say about it. You'll have to just take it. And here's why Donald Trump did that. He knew that he had to have the ability to get it done on his own because the Democrats love to break their deals. There was a column written by a guy named Eugene Robinson. And Eugene is a vapid. He was a guy, by the way, I think it was a guy I was trying to think of the other day when I was talking about this black dude that said that the Democrats have to have some sort of a national emergency, like the air traffic controller striking or something like that, in order to make this shutdown work in their behalf. It's not going to work in their behalf no matter what they do. But he talked about immigration reform and the GOP needs to get on. This, Eugene Robinson talked about immigration reform. GOP needs to get on board. He's trying to make it sound like the Donald Trump doesn't want to do immigration reform. And a guy who's responding to his column, a guy named William Tassani, said one of the reasons the Republican Party's paralysis on immigration reform is their distrust for the Democratic Party. Are you guys aware? Look, it doesn't matter what the issue is. There is no reason for you to trust the Democrats. You trust them with health care? Do you trust them with the school system, with education? Of course not. Do you trust them in foreign policy? No, you trust them with Russia, China? Do you trust them with NATO? Do you trust them with Russia in whatever Putin may be trying with Germany and the oil and so on? Do you trust them in trade? What do you trust the Democrats? The short answer is you can't trust them in anything. Do you trust them in diversity and inclusion? Do you trust them in them handling your religious issues? Do you trust them in them dealing with racism effectively? What about feminism? Come on, Harvey Weinstein, I want to hear. Come on, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who hung around with Donald Trump, gave him all kinds of awards, and now suddenly he's racist. You trust any of the Democrats now, folks? You'd be crazy to. I want to come back and talk about why you can't trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Pelosi caved. That is what you should be talking about. Donald Trump hasn't caved. He will get that wall built. We'll practically guarantee you Donald Trump will get that wall funded. He'll get it built, and it will cut down on illegal immigration, and then he's going to continue all the other pieces that he's been doing on immigration since. He's going to end people employing illegals. He's going to end stop the drug trafficking. All these things that are problems that are plaguing society will be cut down substantially. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. That's what the Democrats' biggest fear is. Their biggest fear is that something will actually get done. I want you to think, folks, there are 20 million people over here who overwhelmingly support the Democratic Party. Go to certain cities, certain states in this country, certain cities within those states, you hear nothing but Spanish. Nothing.
radio networks have dedicated Spanish-speaking channels. Salem's a good example. Salem has a Spanish-speaking channel, and they have a lady on it who's very popular. She is the only conservative voice that goes against Univision and Telemundo. She's the, I mean, there's nobody else doing it. Everybody else is listening to Jorge Ramos and people like him, these radical leftists who are telling the Mexican people, don't you vote for Donald Trump. Don't you support Donald Trump. It's the Democrats who can't be trusted, though. Ask black people. Look at the results for black people. Look at the results for Latinos. You know what Democrats do? They marginalize Latinos and say, all you care about is immigration. You know, shut up and eat your tacos and we'll get more of your family over here. Let me tell you something. Little secret, the Latino community. Most of them don't care about that family over in Mexico or Venezuela or Guatemala or whatever because they're like, we're getting away from them. They don't want that life. They don't want that lifestyle. But we've done nothing to really get them. Anyway, the Democrats can't be trusted. Ronald Reagan figured this out. Republicans love to forget that Ronald Reagan was responsible for the last big amnesty to undocumented immigrants back in 1986. This is being written by a guy named William Tassani. Sir, you failed to mention that President Reagan signed the law regarding amnesty to 20 million immigrants with one caveat. It was a promise by the Democratic Congress to secure the southern border. They reneged on the promise. It's that simple. An estimated 20 million illegal voters later, and Pelosi and Schumer are going to try to rinse and repeat this strategy. Let me repeat to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, it will not work. It will not work. And I imagine that Trump knows their tactics. He studies this type of thing. He understands that the way that we get into these political paralyses is nobody wants to do anything. They pretend that they want to do stuff. They point fingers at each other. Everybody makes money, and they just kick the can down the road. When I say everybody makes money, every politician makes money. You lose it. He made sure to cover his butt, Donald Trump did, by saying, if you don't live up to your end of the bargain, I will declare a national emergency and build the wall. So if you ask me, what do I think is going to happen? I believe Donald Trump will declare a national emergency and build the wall. And it's the corner that he backed them into. You give me my $5.7 billion, I'm going to build this wall. Now, here's what I think is going on, too. This is just an aside. I'm just giving you how I would be thinking if I'm going to put you in the head of Donald Trump. Because this $5.7 billion is an interesting number. I don't know what it costs to build stuff. But $5.7 billion, why not just say, give me $6 billion? It's $5.7 billion. I don't know what the construction is. I know there's a lot of steel. But here's what I'll tell you. Donald Trump says, I'm going to build a steel wall. He's already got U.S. Steel back online. He wants to support U.S. infrastructure through steel companies. So I want you to just imagine a shot in the arm that comes to U.S. Steel and a couple other steel manufacturers who now get $1 billion, $2 billion order for steel. And I want you to imagine some big construction company that Donald Trump's worked with, and he says, this is a deal I'm going to give you, and this is a not-to-exceed, they call them NTEs, a not-to-exceed deal. You're going to get $2 billion to go build this wall, and this is the amount of time I want it done. I'm going to cut through the bureaucratic BS, and you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to loan you my military to do it. I'm going to get my Corps of Engineers because they're going to help you. And you know what Donald Trump's going to do? He's going to build that wall on time and under budget. That's what I think is going to happen. I think Donald Trump has already laid out that a project that should have cost $10 billion. What are the estimates? They're saying, that's just a start, man. It could be as high as $20 billion. Not that it matters. And Donald Trump's going to say, we're going to build 200 miles of wall, steel wall. It's going to be a big, beautiful steel wall, the best steel you've ever seen. And you're going to love this steel because it's going to come from U.S. steel manufacturers. And we're going to build this steel wall, the biggest, beautiful, most beautiful wall you've ever seen in America. And then we're going to make this wall work. And we're going to start. And he's going to go out and he's going to say, and here's the deal. We're going to build that steel wall for $5.7 billion. Then he's going to come back later and go, you know what? We built that steel wall. And here, we told you it was going to be built by 2023. It got built by the end of 2022. And we only spent $4.5 billion. We put money back in the treasury. The only time in American history that we've done a project that was on time and under budget. That's what I think he's going to do. The Democrats lost another battle. They tried so hard to make an issue with government workers not getting their money, but nobody noticed that the government workers weren't getting their money because nobody gave a crap. And now they claim that the travel was disrupted since TSA tried a sick out. So in other words, if Donald Trump hadn't caved, then travel would have come to an end. Donald Trump needed to cave. We saved you, American public, American travelers. Funny, nobody noticed. You think black people really noticed? You think Hispanics are like, man, I'm so glad they opened up the government because I couldn't travel. It was tough to travel. But regardless of the games, what's really at stake now is the government employees are getting their salaries. So this emotional angle is over for at least, you know, 2-3 weeks, whatever, February 15th or whatever. And Democrats can't say anything about people dying from a lack of a paycheck. So now what? Now, either fork over the money to build the wall or, oh, by the way, he wants a host of other concessions because Donald Trump knows now he's got him over a barrel. And what does Trump want? Well, to defend the American people, he's going to address multiple issues. This leftist-made humanitarian crisis that's been happening since the Reagan era has to stop. Human trafficking has to stop. Drug smuggling has to stop. Terrorism, you know, in America coming through the southern border has to stop. And all these other heinous crimes must be dealt with. And it's difficult for anybody to argue against any of those points, much less all of them. So now Democrats have to prove they want comprehensive immigration reform and border security without the wall. Democrats give Trump all the materials to build a skyscraper except the foundation. Trump's not going to fall for this trap that they set for Ronald Reagan. It won't happen. Anyway, I want to cover this in maybe one more session. We'll see. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the partial government shutdown over, President Trump says he doubts he could accept any deal from lawmakers that would give him less than his requested $5.7 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. All this means is there could be another government shutdown coming up in February. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News civility needs to make its way back to Washington so we can work out a deal.
If we start treating each other with respect, even though we have major differences on policy, I think we're going to go a long way to bringing this country back together.
Former President Trump associate Roger Stone plans to plead not guilty in a D.C. federal court on Tuesday as part of the Robert Mueller investigation. Florida's Ethics Commission is looking into charges against former candidate for governor Andrew Gillum. He's accused of accepting gifts from lobbyists and vendors during his time as mayor of Tallahassee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Earlier in the broadcast, we played a clip from either MSNBC or CNN, and they're holding Meeks' feet to the fire saying, Donald Trump wants a wall that you guys have all sort of talked about. It's no big deal. It's a standard wall. It's a wall that currently exists on the border. It's not anything new or whatever, and you still seem to be fighting him. And the Democrats, no, we just want comprehensive border security, and you can't be using people as hostages, is what they call these 800,000 government, overpaid government bureaucrats that are sitting on their big fat buttocks. They call them hostages. They make more money than you or I on average, than the average American. They get much better benefits on average than you and I, or the average American. And we want us to feel sorry for them. They work far less than we do. They have much better job security than we do. And nobody was going to get fired or, you know, furloughed or whatever for any long period of time. And they've been off and everybody, oh, Armageddon. I wish they'd have kept the government shut for a year so we could see that we don't need it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Pelosi caved is what she did. Donald Trump hasn't given up anything, even though, I'll get to it in a bit, people are upset.
What's up with Donald Trump? He's so mean.
Now all of America sees that the president is willing to negotiate. He's made a good faith offer, and he's done it multiple times. Democrats blink, and now they got to negotiate with a guy who very well may be the best negotiator in presidential history, and you're bagging out on him because you didn't get what you want the way you want it. It would be like, you know, you have a birthday party, and you find out by accident that daddy got you a pony, and you're mad. You wanted a pony, but somebody tipped it off. Like you saw the trailer out front that said, Horse Ponies, you know, Anonymous, or whatever. And you're like, you didn't have to tell me that I was getting a pony right away. You could have surprised me. It bothers me, man, that we got all these so-called conservatives who are so quick to just jump the ship, be mad about something. Here's a list of Democrats. They agree with President Trump. Dozens of rank-and-file Democrats reached out to the administration last week, and they signaled their willingness to provide the foundation for the border security. if the government reopens. And when I say the foundation for border security, a comprehensive border security plan, it begins with building that stinking wall. And I'm talking about making it to where it is absolutely extremely difficult to get into this country. I don't know what kind of wall needs to be built to make that happen, but I know they exist. Anyway, here are the Democrats who and what they've said on it. Here's Dick Durbin out of Illinois. I can tell you we have had fencing in the past, and I'm sure we will in the future. That's Dick Durbin signaling that, you know what, we're going to get more. We might as well just stop, dispense with the nonsense. Donald Trump's going to get his wall. Senator Angus King, an independent out of Maine. There are places along the border where a wall makes sense, and everybody's for border security. The question is, let's do it in a rational, economic, and sensible way. There are places where a wall makes sense. He's telling you, Donald Trump's not off base here. They would never come out and say that, but that's the case. Here's a Democrat, Jeff Merkley. Some fencing has uses. Some barriers are useful. Wow, they'll probably put that in brainy quotes or something. No crap, Jeff Merkley, Democrat out of Oregon. What's up, y'all up in Salem? I know you're listening. Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat out of Maryland. Certainly you need barriers, and we support barriers. Okay, good for you. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat out of Virginia. I know we're going to have to add additional border security. We've got about 700 miles of existing fencing where folks say we need additional barrier protections. I'm all for it. I know. Everybody's in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi, right? Isn't that what the media tells you? All the Democrats follow Nancy. How many is that? One, two, three, four, four, and an independent that have all said barriers work, walls work, we need fencing, we're ready to fund it. Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat out of Delaware. I personally don't think that a border wall is in and of itself immoral. No kidding. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat out of New York. There are areas along the border where there are currently fences that are put up or barriers that are put up that need to be enhanced. Yeah, we're doing that. I think they had a $1.8 billion appropriation for that. So, you know, there were, I saw this stuff. I saw it. They have these land, they call the land barriers that you just walk under. You can walk under it. And for the record, there are American citizens that deal with this on a daily basis. They have to put life, limb, cattle, and everything, their livelihoods at stake. There are farmers and ranchers in Arizona, New Mexico, etc. And these people watch these coyotes bring people on their property. They couldn't engage. I've been with these folks. I've talked to them. I know them, and I know them well. They're sick of this nonsense. Eric Swalwell, one of the most lame Democrats on the planet out of California. Here's what he says. Increase Border Patrol agents. Increase enforcement of overstay of visas. Increase use of technology and fencing where there are vulnerabilities. Even that putz knows we need a barrier between us and a country that just encourages its citizens to go across the country, violate their laws. Who cares? I don't know of many countries that do that. Sherry Bustos, Democrat out of Illinois. If we have a partial wall, if we have fencing, if we have technology used to keep our borders safe, all of that is fine. Well, thanks, Sherry Bustos. Steny Hoyer, Democrat out of Maryland. When asked about a wall working, responds, obviously they work. We're not guessing here. There's no talk of, well, if they could go get over the wall, they could do a tunnel. Yeah, I've asked people many times, how many people do you know are tunneling out of our prisons? How many people do you know are tunneling in to get to their loved ones? I mean, I hear stories all the time of somebody waiting in a getaway car because somebody's gotten out through an ambulance or they got out through the food service truck or whatever. But I don't hear many tunneling out, and I don't hear many tunneling in to go get their loved ones. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat out of Michigan. You would be surprised at the amount of money people are willing to put into border security, and it would contain many things. There are places that some kind of barrier should be part of it, then that's part of it.
Of course that's part of it. Ask if the Democratic House leadership is willing to spend $5.7 billion on a border wall or border security. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat out of South Carolina, we may be, so as long as they're supporting evidence that that's what's required. Well, I think they're supporting evidence, Clyburn. It's called 20 million illegals currently residing in this country. So here's the deal. Democrats, if you want to claim victory, we got the government reopened through February 15th. Well, there's your win in this negotiation. There's your talking point when you want to go back to the town hall meetings and, you know, hold your feet to the fire, etc. You got it. Good for you. But the president in America gets the bigger prize. They get the bigger prize. Because unlike Reagan, Trump is preventing the constant flow of illegals, ergo Democrat voters. He's preventing it now and in the future. Look at the numbers when they talk about when San Diego built the border wall. Something like 92% of the people people coming in over their side dropped by like 92%. And I want it to drop 99.999. I want when you get into this country, you're like that North Korean that had 6 bullets and tapeworms when he ran from North Korea. I don't want you running. I mean, I'm not saying I want people being shot at and all that. What I'm saying is I want it to be the outlier, that one person who lucked into America. And if you want to make a great story about that, fine. But I don't want 1,000 people a day or whatever the number is coming into this country unchecked. Those days, that ship has sailed. The Democrats have chosen the wrong hill to die on, folks, and that's why Pelosi caved. That's why the Democrats caved. Now, what you're seeing in the media, because you're going, Kevin, Pelosi didn't cave, you're saying Donald Trump caved. I know what they're telling you. They want you to believe that. If you want to believe that nonsense, believe that nonsense. Here's the way you're going to measure this in the end. Is Donald Trump going to get his money and get that wall built? Because here's what I'll tell you about the government. They're going to get paid regardless. That money's just sitting in escrow waiting for him. So if Donald Trump waits a month or he waits 5 months or whatever, those people are taking a taxpayer-funded vacation is what they're getting. So for Donald Trump to say, I'll give you that back, he's already told them, I'll extend DACA. I'll give you that because I feel for those DACA kids. And I don't blame him. I know there are many conservatives who disagree with me on this. I don't blame him because if I were taken somewhere as a kid at 2 years old, spoke the language fluently, grew up thinking I was good, and my parents were afraid to tell me what the deal was, I can imagine how I'd feel. I'd be like, yeah, we've been running around here illegally. I'm talking about patriotism and all this, and you guys are telling me I'm a citizen and I'm not, you know, all these different things. I would be upset. So I don't mind Donald Trump addressing those kids, but I think there's a cutoff, and he'll find a reasonable cutoff. He got lambasted over this, though, folks. People wanted to crush him. We'll come back and talk about
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump lost, Pelosi won, right? That's what the media is telling you. That's what some of you believe. That was some of the social media stuff that I saw. I was on the road. I was in the airport, and I got the news about Trump, supposedly caving, and I was like, Trump, we're building a wall. We are currently in the production of doing 200 to 300 miles of wall, and people are out there, oh, he's not going to build the wall. He doesn't want to build the wall. That's Pelosi. He doesn't even really want to build a wall. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I was traveling part of last week. I did some shows, so don't be upset. Anyway, I was traveling, raising funding for my education project, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, trying to get funding for my movie, which, by the way, won the Chandler International Film Festival for Best Documentary. Thank you very much. Film's called Bleeding Blue. You can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com. For the record, we have, 5,000 posters that we ordered for this movie. And do you know where those posters are? They are in my garage. I think it's sacrilegious. Let me put it to you a different way. If I made a movie that was anti-cop and glorified Black Lives Matter and all these other things, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin's death, etc., I wouldn't have... I think we have 8,000 or 10,000 posters. I know it's over 5,000. I know that. I have almost all of them sitting in my freaking garage. If I made a movie anti-cop, said cop killers or whatever, I wouldn't have a poster in my garage. I would have to reorder two more times at least to satisfy the demand. I'd have a movie that people would be running. Kevin, we got to get this movie out, man, to showcase what's going on. I'd be all over media. I'd be on every freaking leftist media. My movie would be talked about. It would be at every film festival, and I'd be winning awards. And we as conservatives, we are so proud of a movie that has won a film festival award that you're making me pay to get it in all the theaters. You're making me pay a crazy amount of money. You know what 10,000 full color posters cost? It costs a crap load. And you know, God is my witness. We ordered 10,000 posters. If we've sold, we gave some to people that helped us get the movie in these first six theaters. But in terms of sold posters, and we're practically giving these things away at cost because it costs a crap load to ship them, I bet you we haven't sold 100 posters. How many cops did we give tickets to? We did a Give a Cop a Ticket campaign. I'm going to say we probably gave out 250 tickets. Maximum. But you know what? You care. I know you care. So, Kev, you go, baby. You go make those movies. Go spend that $250,000 and don't worry about getting your money back. Because you know what? We love your work, bro. Yeah, you loving me to death. I had a lady. She called me. She's a sweetheart. And I'm going to call her. I don't have her name handy in front of me. But she left me a message. And she says, Kevin, she's in Oregon. Listens to the show. She says, Kevin, I don't have a lot of money, but I'm going to give you $10 for your Tea Party community. She goes, call me so I can get the details because I don't think she's very electronically done. And I'm going to call her. I've been too busy. And you know what? It means so much to me that she told me that because it lets me know, you know what? There are people out there that appreciate what we do. I met with a very wealthy man, and I told him about a project we're launching to reach all the black cell phones. And he goes, you can do that? Yeah. And he goes, I'm going to give you $25,000 to do it. And I'm thinking to myself, $25,000 is, most of that's in startup. You got to do the messaging. You got to, there's a lot of startup on the front end with the service that does it. So for the sake of discussion, it'll cost $5,000 to $7,000 to set it up. So we will have $18,000 to $20,000 to actually do the messaging. Then it costs to reach every single one of these people, right? There's a little bit of a cost because it depends on are you just sending out an automated message or are you actually having people call to do a survey. So it's not enough. And here's the deal. It offers nothing for me for operations. It isn't like he wrote me enough money to where I can say, okay, that covers one of my telemarketers or it covers one of my planners or whatever. It's strictly, here's some money to do the project. So I'm going to do this project for him because he's a wealthy guy and he can help out. But he's not doing me any favors. And it was funny. He's thinking, you know, Kevin, I'm gonna help you out. You're not helping me out. You're giving me more work to do. And with the idea that if that work turns out to be fruitful, then I'm gonna put you in front of the right people. You should be putting me in front of the right people right now. Everybody listening to me on the radio. I don't care. Do this or you don't. I should be in your area doing something at least once every 6 months. Doing an event. Trying to help us get sponsors. You love the show. Kevin, we love the show. I was in Florida where I'm on 1 hour at midnight. I was in Tampa, Florida visiting my radio station. And do you know what the radio dude, the PD told me? He says, Kevin, when we had to move your show from 9 o'clock at night to midnight, he goes, in all my years as the PD for this station, which he's been there 12 years, he says, I've never gotten the number of calls that said, why in the heck did you move Kevin Jackson's show? He goes, they moved Medved. He says, I didn't get a single phone call. Not one. He goes, Bill Bennett left. Didn't get a call. On and on. He goes, we move you and all the phones light up. Okay, glad to know it. Now what are we going to do? How are we going to promote that? Why am I not doing events in Tampa and Sarasota where they have two stations? Why am I not featured more? I'm not blaming them. I'm just asking a simple question. We do a ton, and we can't do this on our own. And look, I get it. You got your own money. You got your own problems, and you got 99 problems, and mine ain't one of yours, right? But don't get on to me when you lose the next election or you lose some ground or you lose your job or your kid gets fired over something because you don't have the guts to go confront something that I'm willing to confront because my voice should be all over the place. And I'm not saying it because it's my voice. I'm saying it because it deserves it because I've earned it. If it sounds like a lecture, so be it. Sounds like a sermon, so be it. I know this. If I were on the other side of this microphone, listening to me is as charged up as I've been because I've been there. How did I get started? I got started watching TV. It wasn't Rush Limbaugh that made me go to call to action. It was watching and saying to myself, either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president of the United States, and I better get in the game if I want to prevent it. And I wasn't able to prevent it, but I've made a dent in everything since then. Once I got in the fight. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. That's who you're listening to. That's who's lecturing you right now. Kevin Jackson. Anyway, now people want to lambaste Trump, a guy who did exactly what I did, except he had more money and he had the guts to get in the game in a bigger way. Well, maybe a bigger way. I don't know. Maybe my way is just as big. If I had Trump's coin, how effective would I be on the sidelines? You better know, I'd be your George Soros. I'd be funding every freaking thing that was kicking these liberals in the you-know-what. That's who my you would be saying, oh, well, let's go to Kevin Jackson because he funds all these conservative deals. I'd have a team listening to this stuff. But people are lambasting a guy who's fighting the fight in a way you've never seen. This is Donald Trump I'm talking about. Conservative pundits, you know, jumped on him on Friday for this budget deal. Here's what they said. He lost to the Democrats. Good news for George Herbert Walker Bush. As of today, he's no longer the biggest wimp ever to serve as president of the United States. That's what Ann Coulter wrote 20 minutes after the president's press conference. I love Ann, but see that stuff, that's counterproductive. I'll tell you what, Ann, who do you want? You want Ted Cruz? Who do you want? You want Ben Carson? Who do you want? Which one of those guys could have won? Who did you like? I liked Rand Paul. Rand Paul couldn't have done it. Huckabee? Carly Fiorina? Number one, they wouldn't have won. You'd be talking about Hillary Clinton as president. And number two, if they were facing this, they'd be melting. Here's another one. While some saw the move as a capitulation, Guy Benson noted this is still a way forward for Trump. Bottom line, here's what he put. Dems win stare down, forcing temp reopening with negotiations over the next 3 weeks. Trump doesn't get some significant barrier dollars. Lots of Dems now and again on record in favor. He'll either shut it down again and vote controversial emergency powers or fully concede. That's what he wrote. Guy Benson, anti-Trump guy. That's what he wrote. Dems win stare down. The Dems did not win this stare down. Trump gave them a temporary, if you want to call this a win, call it a win, but it's very temporary because everything he said after that makes sense. Now if he doesn't get his money, he can shut it down, he can invoke emergency powers, or he can fully concede. You think he's going to fully concede? Bill O'Reilly said it was a smart move. Political chess game continues. President Trump reopens government of good things, gives Dems 3 weeks to make a border security deal reasonable. Advantage Trump today. He's exactly right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.